Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. The World Show with Nikki B.
I'm Nikki B. Thank you so much for being with me on today's journey. And I'm very excited to have today's guest. Once again, George Manyosi, my brother. You know, I was looking at that picture that they posted on Twitter.
Yeah.
From the very first crew that started with Kaya FM. And there was George Manyosi.
Oh, yes. We're reeling back in time, man. It's so good to just connect once again, this time around, in the studio with you. Because this is my first ever time that I'm, if you will, guesting on your show, right?
It is absolutely the first time. And I mean, there was a long period of time where I took over from your show.
Right. Yes. When I was doing the Platinum Hour on Sundays.
Exactly.
And that's back in 10 years ago, right?
Already, George.
Yeah, time flies. Already. You know, we were downtown, Newtown.
Yes.
And then we came up here.
Yes.
So that ran for a good 3 years.
Yes.
And I would be on from 2 p.m. till 6 p.m. And in comes Nikki dragging her pull along back.
Yes.
And I remember the first time that
was before I was playing digital.
Correct.
Yes.
Because I would be thinking, okay, she's from there. Either she's leaving for OR Tambo straight away from here, you know, because she's dragging that pull along, and before you know it, it's zoop, zoop, and hey, guess what? The whole Nikki B collection for that night is in that bag. So it's quite awesome. Not only is it history today for me to be on your show as a guest for the first time, but also, this is the longest running show on Kaya FM 95.9.
Absolutely.
The World Show. And presented by the longest serving professional on Kaya FM 95.9. Yes. That's Nikki B.
Thank you, George. And I must say, it's only because you left for a while and came back.
Yeah.
But you would be a close second because you were with us at the beginning.
Well, George Beza would be running right up there.
Second. He came a few months after we started.
Yeah, correct.
You were there at the beginning, George.
I was there, but behind the scenes, if you will.
Yes.
And then only came on air. I think it was, dates and all that, they kind of escape us.
Yes.
But yeah, then I took over from NS Pillay. That was 1999,
right.
December. Took over the morning drive show, yes.
Yes, that's right, I remember.
Right.
But now I've got you here, you know, and I thought about it, and I have to throw this in.
Yeah.
But you spoke about being, we spoke about you having the show before mine. And I have to say this. I would walk in and I would say to George that honestly, they don't make people like you anymore. He is such a gentleman, this man. He likes the studio warm. I like it cool. He would make sure he put the air con on just before I came. You know, where do you get people who are so considerate these days? And I just always appreciate you for that kind of consideration that I know you for.
Yeah.
You know, and thank you for being you, George.
Thank you very much. That's so amazing that you remember little things like that.
Yes.
We're family like that, and also I think it has a lot to do with upbringing, you know, Nikki.
I mean
I remember us talking, we were chatting way back, and you were also talking about the relationship that you had with the lady that helped at your household domestically.
Yes.
And how close you were, how attached you were.
Yes.
And you would be breaking down, telling me about how the whole detachment process.
Yes.
Remember those early days at Kaya, at 38 Bolton, when we had those very private, personal, direct conversations. And that's where I really connected with you as a person, you know?
Yes, absolutely, George. Absolutely. But now this is about you, and I really want to, you know, for me, you are one of South African radio's great legends, and you've filled in so many different shoes, if I can say. You've worn so many different hats within the being a broadcaster. But tell me, how did this love of radio start, and when did it start, George?
We're going
right back.
Yeah, yes. Okay, I'll tell you. It started for me in 1979, believe it or not. That's way back, right?
Yes.
And I remember jumping next door to go just listen to their radio, because we didn't have a radio set in our home. And I've been listening to rock and pop, 702 way back, you know.
Yes.
Very beautiful tracks, like the long before the Talk Talks, and you know,
yes.
there were the Rick Springfields of this world from the Australia. So that's where it really started, and I'd be just banging my head and with my cousins and singing along, and then teaching some of the songs that I really liked on radio. Yes. And before I knew it, I was really captivated by radio, you know, to the extent where I when people were buying, some of those Walkman.
Yes,
to listen to cassettes and all that.
Yes.
No, I bought one that I would listen to radio.
Yes.
And I would take this little Walkman radio to school.
Yes.
So that during breaks and in between, and if the teacher is a bit delayed, I'll just put on my earphones and listen to radio.
Did you ever listen to LM radio?
LM, I caught poorly.
Yes.
And that was on shortwave.
That's right.
Yeah, so,
yes.
You know, and Harangua wasn't a very good place for reception for LM.
Yes.
And then you had weather, then you know how it just sounds like thunder.
Yes.
you can barely hear, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, but I 604 Capital, I heard
Capital,
a bit as well.
Yes,
yeah?
Capital. Remember Capital?
Yes,
wow.
On shortwave,
yes.
As well. Yeah,
yes.
Definitely. And
yes.
then it was Radio 5 back in the day.
Yes.
And then it was Jacaranda.
Yes.
And also Springbok Radio.
Yes.
Danny Niehaus. You know, I used to listen to that old man. And,
and they used to have the Top of the Pops.
That's right.
Yes.
The David Grashams of this world, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. That's.
And I think there was one radio man who I remember. I mean, obviously I was probably in my mid-teens.
Yeah.
Was Chris Pryor, and I love him because he used to come with a vinyl, put it on.
Heavy voice.
Oh, he introduced me to
back.
Pink Floyd.
Oh.
I think he had a late night show on Mondays.
We don't need no education. That was Pryor himself.
Yes.
Man.
So then what happened? Now, you were walking around. Everybody today is so used to having the phone to do it on. But you had your radio Walkman,
yeah.
If you like. And
yeah.
This was before we could even listen to CDs on Walkman.
Correct, yes.
Yes.
And so I had so much of music from different backgrounds and the neighborhood as well, you know.
Yes.
And, Nikki, that was radio. But music itself, I mean, as early as kindergarten.
Yes.
And I was walking up here to the studio, and I recall that as early as 1972, I was listening to Bill Withers. He was just thumping in the neighborhood.
Yes.
Out in Harangua Zone 3 called Lona Kwale. You know, lean on me. You know those days.
Yes. Well, we are celebrating Soul Timber, so.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should have played that one.
Yeah. So, you know, that's the wealth of music was already there.
Yes.
And eventually, that got me so much that I was more artistically, you know, inclined. But I looked for schools and whatever around me, and I, you know, it was difficult to find something that I could connect with. And so eventually, I was watching Fame. I wanna live forever, you know, Debbie Allen and them, and I had decided. In high school, that this after high school, I'm going to New York to that school of art.
Wow.
Where I will do drama, I'll do, you know, and then from there I'd go straight to Hollywood. And I wanted to do music and all that kind
yes,
of stuff.
Yes.
But I had academics in the family. My mom is a nurse, my uncle is Dr. Munakhutla,
yes.
And then there's another Jacob Munakhutla, who is a principal of Mikhakhasi at that time, and his wife, Lizzie, you know, she's a teacher as well. So they ganged up on me, held a meeting, called me in, and sat me down. And long short of it, persuaded me with that something to fall back on story.
Yes, we've all heard that one.
Yeah. And so that's how eventually then I went to Vets, actually, for 2 years.
Okay.
And that's where this side hobby thing called music and radio became louder. crying baby. And that's where I decided, no, I'm out of here. I'm so frustrated. I can't even hear what these lecturers are talking about. Even though I had decided I'm going to be a chartered accountant. But no, had to cut it short, went back home, and decided radio is where I'm going. The rest is history.
Yes. Well, I want to hear what happened next with the radio. Sure. You know, it's so interesting. All these years I've known you, George, and I've never heard your story. That's why I thought we've got to have you on. We've got to have you on. And I'll tell you why again a little bit later. But let's play a song.
Yeah.
And I said to you, George, choose some of your favorite tracks. And I know there's a million we could play.
Sure.
I remember sometimes you'd arrive, I'd arrive to take over and we'd be grooving with a platinum hour. But I think this one is so appropriate. Jazzy's Groove.
Woo!
Yes. It was originally released in 1989.
Exactly.
What does this song remind you of?
Oh, man. Listen, it's jazz. It's just a combination of that transition, if you will, from the classic jazz that we know, that pure jazz, and right into our younger generation.
Yes.
But then putting in that groovy beat into it, man. Come on, give it to me, Nikki.
Oh. Absolutely. George Manyosi, the legend, with me, Nikki B, on The World Show. Coming up, Soul to Soul, Jazzy's Groove.
The World Show with Nikki B.
IFM 95.9. What a great, thank you for playing the, for suggesting we play that one, George. Soul to Soul, Keep on Moving. Jazzy's Groove, the original release in 1989.
That's right. That reminds me, takes me back to Bob TV Flats. That's where we had a couple of cars. It was our first experience. And we were washing cars, playing this particular track. This was our Sunday morning, mid-morning type of sound.
Yeah, we get up on Sunday morning.
That's right. Coming from Club Gemini, you know. And
yes.
Then, yeah. And then we're just washing our cars, you know, lounging.
Yes.
With Bob Mabana and the rest of the gang, you know, Glenn Lewis. Yeah.
You know, talking about Bob, but actually before I go there, I must just mention something that Vulani wrote in and saying, thanks for turning back the time by bringing back that nostalgic golden voice of the legend, George Manyosi.
Wow. Thank you.
Well, of course, he's still on air, but, but it's good to have you here, George. So speaking about Bob Mabena, actually it was when I was watching your tribute to him at his funeral that I said, no, you know, I've got to have George on the show, because the way you spoke about Bob and the way you spoke, you were actually giving us, it is Heritage Month as well, and you were giving us, you know, stories of heritage in tributing Bob. So tell us a little bit about that. You know, what was that transition to Radio Bob?
Right. So, you know, the irony of it, as I said at his funeral as well, is we only met in Mabatu. He had already connected with Aldrin's Khalim Khotsi, right? And who was also right here at KFM.
That's right, the late Aldrin.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, you know, Aldrin said to Bob, listen, you know, you teach me how to mix, because Bob was a tavern shebeen, a DJ who already knew how to mix.
Yes.
You know, Kotsirama, Goachichville, and the nice places there, Bokori, and what, you know.
He was even producing music, Bob, but that came a bit later.
No, that's later, much later. Yeah.
Yes.
So, anyway, and, you know, then Sakhali's dad worked, Braoto worked in the newsroom. That was radio news back then. And he was a journalist from print and straight into radio as well. So, anyway, they already had a house in Mafikeng. So, you know, when Bob said, yeah, sure, I'll teach you, and what do I get in return? Aldrin said, I will get you into radio. And so that's how Bob up and went to Mabatu. I then followed Ben Dikobe, who I was very, very close friends with for a good 4 years. He was my classmate. He's in the inner circle.
He was also on Kaya, Ben, for
Correct.
A while.
Yes. Yeah. So Ben went to Mabatu first, to the university. University of Botswana, right?
Yes.
UNIBO, and or Universe as it's called now, which is just a street across from the Bob Broadcasting,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And so he calls me and says, "Guess what? I'm in." I said, "What do you mean?" He says, "I'm on air." So, you know, fast forward a few months later, he says, "Listen, there are auditions here. You better come," because Ben knew from way back in high school there was the radio. You know,
you were the radio man.
That's it. You know. So yes. He said, "Come." I said, "No, I'm going to do this chartered accounting thing, then travel 2 years, and then come." I'm targeting about 28, 29. Once I know stuff, I've been around the world.
Yes.
You know, then I'll come on radio. He says, "No, come now."
Yes.
I sat down, I thought about it, and then I up and went.
Yes.
And that's where we connected. Bendigo, Bob Mapena, Alden Sohale, Mohotsi, Glenn Lewis, Vincent Maseko. We just became a clique, man. We were so tight. And that's where it took off.
Amazing. So that Radio Bop was your first time on air?
Correct.
Wow, you went straight into the deep end.
Yeah, definite.
Yes.
I started on the 10th of November, 1989, 9 o'clock at night.
George. Yeah,
and it was a party time type of show, have a ball, you know?
Yes.
Oh, then kicked it, you know?
Yes. And in fact, the man that I always tribute with bringing me to radio and was my mentor when I started and got me the job was Peter Makaruba.
Ooh,
and he was also there.
Yes.
Yes. In fact, he was producing, I think, for Bob. I think he was instrumental. Yes.
Big time. No, Peter Makaruba was a force at Radio Bob. And he came down to Kai FM as well.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
When Kai FM opened in 97, he was part of that early, you know, crew.
Yes.
Yeah. And
He got me the job. Actually, he came to me one night.
Yeah.
He used to come and watch me play in Yeovil on Friday night.
Yeah, that was his hangout.
Yeah. And then he came one night and he said, "Do you want a job on radio?"
Yeah.
You know? And I said, "Wow, yes, please."
Oh, beautiful,
yes,
man. No,
yes.
Peter is always talked about. I mean, Notemba Madumo was there as well at Radio Bob. We connected there. And she was here at Kai FM as well.
She was also here,
yeah.
Yes.
And, you know, she and Peter connected. They clicked as well.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Big time, yes.
And so many of the musicians kind of made their name through performing at Monday Blues.
Yes.
And from Peter promoting.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And he was writing as well in magazines.
Absolutely.
And, oh, what a man.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But now back to Radio Bop. I mean, what was it about Radio Bop that made it such a, what can I say, a pivotal institution?
I was reflecting on this a few months ago. Okay, so you have different generations. I came in with, like, we were the new Jack Swing generation, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, and prior to that...
I love that, the new Jack Swing generation.
Yeah. So what I appreciated about the station manager, Tapelo Tipe, and his two generals who were serving as a program manager and assistant program manager, Abna Madidzi and Brother E.D., the soul funk. Monkey trained man, that's Edgar Dikola himself, rest in peace. And he, Tapelo Tipe didn't give us a script, man.
Yes.
You know, he just let us loose.
Yes.
Which was actually amazing, given the fact that before us, including Tapelo Tipe, most of those presenters came from the teaching profession. They were structured,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
Yeah, they were very, like, academic and, you know, tie and jacket type of men, you know, and ladies.
Yes.
And but there was just a certain let them loose, free atmosphere. Where you explored, you experimented. I called the studio my second home to this day.
Yes.
And it's literally that. Because when I walk in, then, you know, the creative juices start flowing. I'm in another world. I just feel connected to the inner artistic, creative soul.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's what Tapelo Tipe and that gang gave us.
And I suppose the fact that it was in the then Botswana that gave him that leeway to give you the leeway.
There was an urge because remember now SABC, the South African government back in the day, they had banned a lot of songs. You didn't hear Stevie Wonder with certain, he was banned in South Africa. So what? We're playing him big time at Bop, you know. There were so many other artists as well.
So many artists that you played at Bop, you know. Even you talk about Stevie was in the States, but even local artists. Oh,
the Letambulis, Miriam Makeba. No, yes. They were banned. And so we played those. The Huma Sikelas, you know?
Yes.
Grazing in the Grass. I mean, that's where it came from, you know? That's where it started.
Yes. And, you know, as you talk, George, I think about all these legends. Some have gone, some are still around, but really, that was one institution that kind of defined how radio broadcasting played out. You know, they were, yes.
Yeah, Radio Bob simply didn't have competition.
Yeah.
It was the first real soulful, you know, expression of not just the music, but the culture, and also the people who loved, you know, the excellence of achievement and performance. Then those people came behind the microphone as presenters and producers and compilers. So it was as if it was orchestrated, and yet it was just a natural progression. It was just a melting pot, if you will, of people that had passion with what they were all about.
Absolutely. Yeah. Amazing. Let's hear another song, because I've got a whole lot more in my head that I want to ask you after that.
Sure.
But this one, you said, let's also play Saint Germain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And this one is Sure Thing. I think this was the album that, it was actually the album before the one that the world got to know.
This is what we groove to as well, coming from Club Gemini. It will be a Sunday afternoon. We're chilling at Bob TV Flats, and before you know it, Saint Germain comes through, and the dude that used to just go wild with this is our buddy, our friend Pehelo Nyakale. I dedicate this to him, man. Let's go.
Thank you. George Manyosi on The World Show with me, Nikki B.
The World Show with Nikki B.
Kaya FM 95.9, chosen by tonight's very special guest, George Manyosi. That one is Courtney Blows. It's the live version, Live at the Underworld. Courtney Pine, of course, is the artist. And the track before that, also a selection by tonight's guest, Sure Thing, from Saint Germain, off the album Tourist. And I must say, thanks to Teboho, who wrote in and said, the master is in the building. It's absolutely, George. It's so good to have you here and to be sharing these tunes as well as chatting.
What a vibe.
You know, you said something when we were chatting earlier, and it's something I relate to. You said, you know, this is your creative space. You come on air, and this is something, you know, you just can't do without.
It's a release.
Yes, it's a release, yes.
Oh, man.
But isn't it amazing, George? Because I find the same thing. I mean, I've been doing the show for 23 years, and I get as excited and almost as nervous as I was 23 years ago.
Exactly.
Do you still find that, you know, just coming on air? Sometimes I think I'm so tired. Your show's at late on a Friday.
Yeah, 10 p.m.
Yeah, and you think, oh, am I going to make it? And once you're there,
that's it. You plug in, and it's like a, you know, that car battery turbo booster.
Yes.
Yeah. The jets. And that's exactly what happens. It's like that full nitrogen, if you will, outburst of energy just kicks in.
Yes.
And you're on.
Yes. What is it about radio, do you think, that makes it so special?
My goodness. You know, I don't know how radio just evokes it, just touches all these different nerves within my human body. Even today, my son just looks at me and says, wow, you love what you do. I said, man, you know, that's what it is. You got to first find what you love, and when you do what you love, it really is not a job, for real. Because he said, you love your job. I said, yeah,
That's how it should be.
That's the amazing thing about it. But for me, when I look back, how I chose radio, it was deliberate.
Yes.
I thought of all these different interests, which were to me like crying babies within. How do I address them? Because I was literally getting so distracted and so frustrated in those lecture rooms at, Vets back in the day. And I realized, man, I got to give attention to these crying babies from within.
Yes.
It was music. It was information. It was acting. It was movies, you know, all that within me. And But then I decided, okay, it's time now, but I got to address them all.
Yes.
So I had to think, what could be the platform that embraces them all, that could really give me that release, if you will,
yes,
and connect me to all these different platforms and interests.
Yes.
And radio to me made a lot of sense. That's yes. how I decided, okay? It's radio. It's not TV. It's radio.
Yes, because that's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
Yes.
On radio, I can jump into, back then, the music library and just grab those vinyls.
Yes.
And I can explore. And that's why at Radio Bob, I used to spend 16, 18 hours in that building.
Yes.
You know, and just me, the security guy, and then the two on-air presenters on the different stations, Radio Bob and Radio Mabato.
Yes.
And I'll be jumping into the library and listening to these, just like I used to at Kohino back in the days, you
yes.
know, those
yes.
those record bars. Where yes. you would just walk in and listen
spend
to
the
music.
Day.
That's it. And that's what it was. And then, you know, there was a CNN in the building back then, long before it came into the households.
Yes.
And I was now plugged into what was happening globally before they even regionalized it.
Yes.
Yeah, then I'd be in Hollywood.
Yes.
I'd be listening to, watching, and all these previews and
yes.
and also the albums that will be coming out real soon mm. next year. And we would wait about 9 months in South Africa before we got
that's
something
right.
that was already released in the States.
If we
months.
Would get it.
Correct.
Yes.
You know, so that gave me, wow, look at this world here.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So
yes.
I was just feeding this. And that's what radio has really been for all these years.
It's so addictive.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I can't imagine not being on air. And mm-hmm. as I say, you know, we're looking at you from yeah. 79.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 89. Yeah.
I mean, 89.
Right.
And you still have that same passion.
Exactly.
And I think that's what, look at Bob. Bob
yeah.
tried
same,
to
same.
Get off air a couple of times. And he always came back on air.
I remember going and, you know, I used to, every house practically where he's lived, I've been there. But also when he was doing the corporate and he was, you know, on the board,
yes.
Representing a shareholder interest for here at Kaya
yes.
as well.
Yes.
And
in fact, he was our program manager when he first came, I think, to Kaya.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then he left. So eventually he said, no, I'm no longer behind the scenes. I mean, I'm not on radio at all.
Yes.
I'm not going to do microphone and I'm not going to DJ out there. You
yes.
know, I am a corporate man. And so I went and I saw him at the, in fact, he introduced me to his later to be his wife.
Yes.
But back then they were working together in that office, right? And just here, Ilovo. Is it Ilovo somewhere there? Yeah,
yes.
Just before Sandton. Anyway, so long short, I said, are you real? He said, no, I'm done, my bro. I've had fun. I've enjoyed myself. Well, what do you know? A
yes.
couple of months later, he says, no, man, I miss the streets and I miss the microphone. He left the corporate and came back in, you know?
In fact, I think he even did it twice. He tried.
Oh, yeah.
But he couldn't leave
no.
it behind.
I remember I was fired at Radio Bob. And for 6 months. And you know what? When I say for 6 months, I mean for 6 months I was unemployed.
Yes.
And that's when it really dawned on me, the frustration. It wasn't the unemployment.
Yes.
It was being away from the microphone, from the studio, from
yes.
that. And I went back begging for my job again from Mr. Tipe. And I said, listen, I have messed up. I said two things. I'm here for two things. One, I've messed up. I don't really know where I messed up. So please tell me so I can grow and be a man.
Yes.
That's what I said.
Yes.
Then the second thing, please, I can't do without my radio.
Yes, I need the microphone.
I need to get back in there. And he gave me that.
Yes, absolutely.
That's radio.
So now in those days on Radio Bop and even subsequent to that, were you playing vinyls live?
Big time.
There was none of this programmed into the system as we have today.
No, listen, there were compilers.
Yes.
But I went there as a rebel with a cause.
Yes.
Because I already had the music I wanted to play.
Yes.
And then I got into the library and I explored and I found some more music that was not played.
Yes.
And so what I would do is that it would take about 40 vinyls, albums,
yes.
right? LPs, long
yes.
players. And I would sneak in just after midnight, like about 2 a.m.,
yes.
And the guy in the library is sleeping, right? And I would jump over and I'd grab all these vinyls.
Put them on the top of the pile.
No, go hide them in another production studio in the dark somewhere at a corner, right?
Yes.
And then when I'm on air, I go and play those ones.
Yes.
And I'll be getting into trouble every single day, Nikki, because
yes.
Where's this guy playing this music form? We didn't compile this, and he's playing. That's how it was,
yes.
You know? I even told Bob. I said, listen, because I would get the call at 8:45, because I knew that station management, they come in around about 8:30.
Yes.
So 8:45, I would get that call every day. Mr. Tipe would like to see you in his office after you're done. And I'd be in trouble. And I turned to Bob one time, because we're doing a co-presentation on that morning show. I said, listen, the day that call never comes, we haven't done our job.
Yes. No, I so relate to you, George. I so relate. And it's an argument that I had, even with the likes. We spoke about the late Sekgalie Mokgosi.
Yeah.
When he was in the library compiling. And, you know, these were the arguments we'd have. I'd say, you know, but how do you... It's important to play the hits, yes.
Right.
Hook people.
Yeah.
But isn't our responsibility also to introduce...
There you are.
...the new, to break the boundaries.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And also to
make
it... Yeah. To
yes.
also be in touch with the feeling... of the moment.
Yes.
When you're in the studio. That's very crucial as well.
Yes.
It's just like when you're out there at the taverns, you know, you
yes.
gotta feel the audience and you change direction here and there.
Yes.
But almost the same thing happens in the studio as well, where you feel this is not, I'm not feeling it.
Yes, it's not the general energy at the moment.
It's not the vibe.
Yes.
Yeah, and then you get that one song, you pull it out of nowhere, and then bam, and then now you're back, and
yes.
the people out there even get it, you know. It's like,
yes.
yeah, it's like they're catching the cold, you know.
Now, I'm so pleased to be having this discussion, because I'm sure you even remember me coming in at times, and I've changed my mind, I'm going to start here,
yeah.
even though I'm prepared to start there.
Correct, I've seen you many times do
yes.
that. And in fact, I must just say, your show is the most envied, and I'm speaking for many presenters, not just at Kaya, but radio industry, because it's been so formatted. But we are so envious of what you do, Nikki, because this show, The World Show, is still that one show that I know where you as a presenter compile the music yourself. You
yes.
put it together. You have so much say in it.
Yes.
And that has been taken away from the radio
yes.
presenter.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
And from those names we mentioned earlier on, that's yeah. that's what fed me, were the people who took the chances, who introduced new sounds.
Right.
Yes. Who spoke about what was relevant at
yeah.
the time. And again, George, look at you. You look so young, you know, honestly. I can't believe you started in 1989.
Yeah.
You see what radio does.
Keeps you up.
Let's play another song.
Why not?
Yeah, so I played two in a row there. And I think we're going to play two in a row again this time. And this is definitely a Kaya classic. Seventh Avenue.
Oh.
Yes.
Jonathan Butler.
Yes.
Man. Let the butler do his thing.
Absolutely. Yes, of course, it is The World Show. I'm speaking to the legend himself, George Manyosi. Keep those messages coming. You can now post on The World Show page on Facebook, as well as on Twitter and Instagram. Give George a shout out.
The World Show with Nikki B.
Yeah, Kaya FM 95.9. Thank you for introducing me to that song. Libra Montage.
Oh.
Thanks, George.
You're
I told you I'm going to steal it from you, hey?
Nah, it's all yours now.
One thing you know is yeah. every time I play it, I'll think of you.
Oh, beauty.
I must just take a minute to say thanks to all of those who wrote in. Thanks for the beautiful messages for George. Kenneth says, the song currently playing is the background tune on Feel Good Friday.
That's right.
That's right. He says, with GM. And thank you also to Katlego, who was just so happy that you were there. He says, you know, this gentleman is not just any ordinary man. He's a legend. Bra George Manyosi. Yes, thank you for writing that very much, Capzero. And he says, the king of radio with the queen of radio. Wow. And Kenneth says, great story by George of his radio bop days. I see there's much more love coming also on Facebook. Nick says, continue feeding the nation with what you know and can do best, Georgie. Good vibes. And of course, it is Soul Temba, and who else but to celebrate the good soulful vibes than George Manyosi, tonight's guest.
Yeah, and you're hearing songs that I normally play, especially on those long distance trips, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, if you pick up the theme, really, for me, it's you know how I listen to music, Nikki? It's amazing. What attracts me, yes, naturally, is first the instruments.
Yes.
And how the instrumentation, the arrangement, how they marry, you know?
Yes.
And then when you add, say, a vocal, still, it's not the lyrics. It's how the vocalist then also uses that voice as an instrument.
Absolutely.
To complement or to lead the the non-human instruments.
Absolutely, and that's why we can love the likes of Salif Keita, yeah, or Musangari, yeah, even if we don't speak Wolof or,
correct,
Mandinga, yeah, or anything.
Exactly.
Yes.
When he goes Musulu, you're,
yes,
in, you know?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely, yes. So, George, tell us a little bit about the show that you do now on Kaya. I mean, you've stood in so many times for,
yeah,
the breakfast show. You've moved around at different times. But what makes this current show that you do special?
It is unique and special to me because that's, you know, the people who listen there are not the people who listen because they have to.
Yes.
You know, they're not tuned in because, I need some background music. You know, I'm going to work. Oh, I'm, yes, stuck in traffic. Oh, I need information. No. It's people who deliberately choose,
yes,
that they're going to be tuned in.
Yes.
You know, because it's nighttime, it's Friday.
Yes.
It's laid-back time. You tend to own your own time now.
Yes.
You could watch your favorite TV movie or a movie. Or there's so much,
yes,
you know, that you can choose. And when you decide, no, I want to tune in to Feel Good Friday.
Yes.
You are the one I'm looking for.
You're making that appointment.
Exactly.
Yes.
You know, that's what it is. And it's a music, you know, relaxation that disconnects you from anything that's mundane, anything that you're dealing with, you know, and have been dealing with throughout the week.
Yes.
News, whatever issues and challenges and problems. Mm. This is the one where you just kick off your shoes, you know?
Yes.
And you just relax. And if you feel like shaking what your mama gave you, you just get into the groove, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
absolutely
what that show is all about. It's about feeling good about you, and that's via the music.
And, of course, the presenter, George.
I feel it, and yes, the audience feels it.
But I, yeah, know what you mean. Many, many years ago, I had a show called Groove Culture, which started,
oh, yeah,
at a 10 o'clock on
I
a
remember.
Friday night.
Yeah.
And I relate to what you're saying, because there's something about that late Friday audience,
yeah,
that you can go places. You can really go,
exactly,
to other realms,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
It's the beginning of the weekend. It's almost like people cast aside their worries.
Correct.
And can just, you can take it wherever you want.
Yeah.
Yes.
And also, for me as a presenter, you know, you tend to appreciate it even more that someone is listening. Because,
yes,
they're plugging in out of their own will. It's,
yes,
not just voluntarily, let me just listen. No.
Yes.
You know, they it's people who really like, enjoy.
Yes.
And if they, you know, don't like it, they just turn off,
yes,
you know? Switch off immediately, you know what I mean?
But I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think,
yeah,
they'll stay with you, George.
It's a special one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, in all these years of working in the field, we spoke about Bob and clearly got from you the importance of Bob in your life's journey. But who else in terms of radio do you think did or still does inspire you? Who are the big ones that have inspired you?
You have from the old school. Glenn is still extremely relevant. I enjoy Glenn,
yes,
because I know him personally.
Yes.
And I'm hearing more and more of him personally come through.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yeah. Isn't that something quite nice
Glenn
about
Lewis.
Getting older?
Yeah.
Is that we start saying, okay, leave the rest.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it is, you know?
Yes.
But I mean, there's quite a lot of people.
Yes.
I know Reedy Dreko has just, you know, retired, but yeah, so.
Let's see how long for.
Exactly. Yeah, you know. So, it's difficult to mention people without. I love what Fresh is doing.
Yes.
To me, Fresh represents the radio that I enjoy.
Yes.
Personally, the radio that I, you know, the tightness, the humor, it's fun. I enjoy what it does, you know. But you know, radio has different roles that we play. You listen to David O'Sullivan and the team, Goliath and the humor, Skumba, you know, it's such a variety. It has, for me, has become kind of like a representation, if you will, of the spectrum of real life.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Where everything interests you. You turn around and, oh, I didn't expect that. Oh my goodness, look at this. What's happening here? So these voices, these talents that are on, they attract me for different reasons and in different ways. So I really enjoy them.
And I suppose it's also about that authenticity that comes across in that person.
Absolutely.
Because radio is very much a personality driven medium, you know?
It is, and you really need to be authentic as well. So that's what I pick up. If someone is trying, as mechanical, as artificial, if you will, you know, so then it's kind of like, I like that flowing with it.
Yes.
I remember, you know, in Newtown, when we came back with Bob and Quincy Kekana, the three of us, and then there was the younger Shane Gwenya as well at that time.
Yes.
So all four of us were starting, Shane a couple of weeks later, but the three of us were starting that weekend. and Bob is pacing, you know, so I've just done my show 10 to 2, and he's coming after me on that Sunday, 2 to 6. And he's in deep thought, you know. I approached him. I said, "What's going on, dude?" He says, I'm working on an intro. Intro for what? He says, how am I going to start the show? I said, come on. This is radio, dude. You just press that button and say, hey, I'm here, you know? And that's exactly what I did.
Yes.
But yeah, so that's the radio I enjoy.
Yes.
That even though you might be deliberate and you might have planned it, be spontaneous.
Yes. But I also kind of relate to what he said, because for me, it's about my first song.
Right.
It's almost like I know when I've got my first three songs.
Yes.
Then the rest will define itself as I go along.
No, I'm with you. It's just with him, the music was already taken care of.
Yes.
He was thinking about
the what first, he had to say.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm saying I relate.
But we're different, yes.
Yes.
That's it. The uniqueness of an individual.
Yes.
It's like Prince. I mean, Prince was exactly like that.
Yes.
He would work so hard on just entrance.
Yes.
What's the entry going to be like, you know? Yeah, so we differ.
So now tell me, George, is there any one or maybe more moments being on air that you will never forget, those defining moments? Could have been an interview, it could have been a listener response, it could have been a certain day.
Yeah, you know, there's so many, because I've done so many shows and I've been on air for so many hours, you know, when you think of the decades, you know. What just stood up now, I suppose, it's because I had just mentioned his name, Bob. He had already moved to Metro at the time. So we were doing a show called The Jolly Good Show with my friend Ben Dugobe.
Yes.
And, you know, next thing we get a call, and this is a doctor calling in, and because we were talking about flu at the time. And he's with a very serious tone, because The Jolly Good Show was all about fun, you know, and poking at people and just joking and laughing and just messing around, and that's what it was. And this serious doctor is giving some tips and step by step and approach on how to deal with flu and this and that. And we're listening, you know, intently. And at the end of it, he says, "Guys, I really got you." And that was Bob Mabena, you know. Oh man, it just stands out, you know. He says Dr. Robert because, you know, Bob. Yeah.
And he really got you.
Oh, he got us big time, you know. Anyway. Yeah, it's one of those.
But that is it about it. It keeps you on your toes. Yeah, yeah. Radio certainly does. I think I'm going to end with this next song.
Oh, yeah?
That you've selected, because we're running out of time and I could carry on chatting to you forever. Yeah. Or maybe, let's see, let's play this one and then maybe we can end with a shorter Thievery Corporation. But this one is 50 Ways to Leave Your Love.
Oh, baby.
Yes.
Bring it on.
And why is this song significant to you, George?
Okay, Paul Simon, I mean, he did a classic here.
Yeah.
But it's when you take this, and once again, you know, when I play music like this, I imagine myself in my dream car. And it's different cars. Like with this one, it's just, for some reason, it's a Porsche Carrera. You know, when you're going down the M1 here, yes, and you're just taking that curve, Kensington area,
yes,
you know,
yes,
and you're approaching Kaya,
yes,
and it's a Sunday, and there's no one else on the road except you.
Yes.
And this track is playing.
Yes.
The World Show with Nikki B.
Kaya FM 95.9. That was quite a quick stop, yeah, on the Platinum Pipers. And of course, it was a track by our special guest, George Manyosi. George, thank you so much for these tunes, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lovers, but the other version.
Of course. Yeah.
And of course, everything you've chosen, yeah, fit in line. What's, yeah, fit in line with the Soul Temper theme? You
That's
are truly an official soul man.
Yeah. I'm a soul man. I enjoyed, yes, you playing it earlier, yes, on. Yeah. I saw the movie as well, by the way. It was a funny comedy.
Yes.
Yeah, with this guy, a white guy on Harvard campus.
Oh, yes.
And he practically painted himself and did an afro.
Yes.
You know, and he became the soul man. And it's a funny movie from back then, the 90s.
Yes.
Anyway.
So listen, George,
yeah,
all I want to say is, mm, I wish you the best for another 30 or 40 years in broadcasting. And we'll still be grooving in,
absolutely,
the year 2042.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to happen,
yes,
somehow, somewhere.
Yes.
Nikki, thank you very much. You know what? I'm really honored to be a guest on your show. And hats off to you for what you have done here at Kaya. You've contributed, but you've made a mark. And, man, I my memory is just full of a variety of people from different parts of the world. I've met people from Tripoli coming into the Nikki B,
yes,
studio, you know.
Yes.
People from, Somalia, Ethiopia, you know, coming in here in their old cultural regalia, if I can put it that way, you know, dressed up. And,
yes,
they're waiting here, and some of them, I can't even understand their accent, you,
yes,
know. And they're here, they have a CD, and they're here to be on Nikki B's world show, where music is played. Then we're talking about music that's got to be heard, you know.
Yes.
So if I was just thinking, if we had kept a register of all these people who have come through to the Nikki B World Show,
yes,
easily the number would far exceed the number of guests that have been on certain radio stations in total.
Wow.
Yeah. So you have done so much for music. And world music, for that matter, because, yes, there was a problem back in those days where that music was not played because it could not be, according to the corporates,
yes,
formatted. It could not be classified,
yes,
could not be labeled, and therefore could not be marketed and promoted and played on those stations,
yes,
you know. And you pulled that music from the sidelines, and that's what made the world show what it is today. So I'm really grateful on behalf of all those artists.
Thank you, George.
Yeah.
And thank you. It's about you today, but thank you,
yeah,
for that. I really appreciate it. We're going to end with a song from another group that George was saying, yeah, we must play them. I love them to bits. It's the Thievery Corporation.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And off the album, The Richest Man in Babylon, I'm going to play All That We perceive.
Nice.
George, thanks for coming on. I feel like this is the first chapter. You've got to come again. We're going to make sure we do this once a year as a birthday celebration.
Let's do this.
I think, yes. George Manyosi, one of the original soul men in radio, still making sure that he is heard on Kaya FM. Thanks for being here, George.
Thank you, Nikki.
Show with Nikki B.
Every Sunday from 6 to 10 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.